Welcome back to PJs and Prosecco. I am so excited because this week we have my girl Stephanie. She is such a manifestation guru. She has really broken down the science and the spirituality around how to manifest everything you truly desire. And we are going deep in this week's episode. Not only is she going to share some of her biggest manifestations, but also how you can achieve them too. I can't wait to hear what you guys think on this week's episode. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle. Hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And fun fact, you guys, before she introduces herself, Stephanie, I was actually on her podcast a few years ago, and she was one of the first ones I was ever on. So I feel like you taught me all I know.
Oh, I know. It's crazy to think like that was a few years ago, but I remember that. I remember us talking and you did a workshop for the app and everything, and you were like one of the founders of that.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. So I would love, Stephanie, just for us to start off because I know you, but my audience may not. So if you want to just do a quick intro.
Yeah, sure. So I'm host of the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast that Emily was on. And I have an app called Manifest It Now, where I just put basically all of my manifestation tools. I am very into science-backed tools when it comes to manifestation. I believe that science and spirituality and even technology now are all intertwined, even though our society has kept them separate for decades. I have a lot of fun with that and just giving a lot of the science behind why this stuff works and the neuroscience of reprogramming your mindset, because it has so much to do with the outcomes in manifesting. So that's what I do, is focus on that. My big thing is subliminals to help reprogram the subconscious and help you focus more on what you want to manifest and reprogram some of the crazy conditioning that we've had our whole lives and we still have every day in our society. And lately, I've gotten super into quantum physics and how that ties into manifestations. Yeah, I'm a very like science-backed person, so I love bringing that aspect into all of this fun spiritual stuff.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh, the quantum, everything. It's just so amazing when we tap in what we actually have control over and the ability to tap into. So I love that you're like exploring that. Now, too, her subliminals are awesome. I listen to them all the time. So good. I feel like you've also manifested so many cool things. What do you think was like, if you think back, your first thing that you manifested where you were like, whoa, like
yeah,
what I'm doing works.
So this was back in 2009, and I'll never forget it because it was right after I had my first child, my daughter. And it was just a very stressful time because I had just started out in my corporate job, so making entry-level pay. I get pregnant with her. My husband loses his job. He was laid off. And we were just getting started out in the world. We didn't really have savings. And it was stressful because now I have this perfect little child and I need to take care of her and I want to give her the best of everything. And I just felt so stuck. Like I didn't really see a way to do that. And my mom, who lived 6 hours away at the time, her and I are super, super close. And I was talking to her and I was just like begging her to come and move by me. And I missed her. I was super homesick. And she's, I'm going to send you this book And I think it's going to help you get out of this funk that you're in. So she sent me The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, which is like how so many of us learned about the law of attraction. And when I got that book, it was like this feeling just came over me. It was like every atom of my being was like, this is going to change your life. Like I just knew it was going to change everything. And so I read it immediately, and I read it like over and over again. Like that weekend, I probably read this book 3 or 4 times. And I called up my mom, and I was so excited. And I was like, this is so crazy. Like, I know this works. And she was super excited, and we were like pumping each other up. And then I told my husband about it, and he was like, okay, that's ridiculous. Like, you're losing your mind. And I was just hell-bent on proving it to him. And so little things would start happening, like we would get a close parking spot or we would get a refund on something, like little bits of money. And I was like, see, what's the law of attraction? And he was like, this is literally just good luck. This isn't the law of attraction. And so I was like, you know what? I am going to manifest something so big that you can't deny it. And so I set out to manifest our dream home because we were in a house that was like literally 100 years old and it was never updated and it was causing me like paranoia because I'm like, this has all the original wiring. Our house could catch on fire. There could be like black mold in the wall for all we know. And I just started thinking about where I wanted to live and I told my husband, like, just play along with me and this is going to be a science experiment. And just have fun with it. Humor me. You don't have to believe it. You just have to go along with it for my sake. So he's okay, whatever. We got a realtor and I told her everything we wanted in a house. Like we made a list and we didn't hold back. We're like, we're going to manifest like our dream home. So I put everything and I even put that I wanted like a loft type thing to be like a play area and an office and a workout room. And the realtor looked at me like, okay, this is a rural area. Like, we don't have that. I know you saw it on HGTV, but like in your budget, we're probably not going to find that. And I was like, that's okay. Just look for it. And so she was awesome. And she really was good about taking us everywhere. And anytime we saw something that we're like, oh, this could actually work, it would fall through. Like, someone else would put in a bid right before us. And then I would be like, I just don't feel like that was the right house. Like, I feel like we weren't supposed to have that house. And one day I came home from work and my husband was at the computer and I found it. I found everything that we want in this house. And he's showing me it. And like instantly I was like, oh, this is it. And we have to go look at it. And there was no price listed wherever he saw it online. So we called the realtor and told her, like, we have to go see this property. And as soon as we walked in, we both looked at each other and we were like, this is our house. I just felt like that's it. And so she ends up telling us the price, and it's $30,000 out of our budget. And she even said, she's go talk with, you know, this finance guy that I know, and maybe we can finagle the price or something. And even with trying everything, you're going to need $30,000 for the down payment. So that was like crazy because that's what I was making in an entire year. And I'm like, okay, how is that going to happen? But I just instinctively, I was like, this is where I'm supposed to live. And I didn't want to give up on it. And so we kept thinking about what can we do to manifest this money? Could we sell something? And we're trying to brainstorm. And meanwhile, the realtor calls and someone else put a bid and they accepted the bid. So it's the house is off the market. And I was like, this just doesn't make sense. Like, I know that's my house and I know we're supposed to live there. And finally, I just said, you know what? If it's meant to be, it'll be. And if not, then there's probably something even better lined up and I'm just not going to worry about it. So I completely put it out of my head. And then a few weeks later, she calls and she's, yeah, their financing fell through. And now they're wondering if you're still interested. And I was like, yes, tell them yes. And then I'm like, wait, we had to figure this out. Like, we had to figure out how to get this $30,000. And so we do that. We're like just thinking, okay, the $30,000 is going to show up in our bank account. We're visualizing it. And as we're visualizing it, like literally every day, after work, we would drive to this house. And as we were driving, we'd be like, okay, let's just pretend like we're driving to our house. And like the people that lived there, if they had cameras, they'd be like, these people are stalking us, because we would go like every day and we started picking out furniture for the house and like the paint colors, and we were just completely acting delusional. And I get a call from my grandma out of the blue, who had no idea we were even, she knew we were like looking, but she didn't really know anything about this particular house or anything like that. And she's, yeah, your mom said you guys are thinking about moving. And I said, yeah. And she's, did you find anything? And I said, yes, I found my dream house. It's so perfect, blah, blah, blah. And she's, listen, you didn't spend all of the money. I had this college account for you, and you didn't spend all of the money in college. And I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to blow the money. However, I think this would be a really smart investment to put it as a down payment on a house. And I was like, okay, how much is it? $5,000? She's, it's $30,000. Like exactly $30,000 what I needed. And I told my husband, and he was like, no freaking way. Like after that, it's okay, this works. You win. Like I get it, this works. So that was like my first big thing. And that happened just about 3 months after I read The Secret. And then shortly after that, I manifested getting a promotion that doubled my salary, which didn't make sense because I was like an entry level, like leave experience. And they like literally called me up and said, we want you for this job. And so with that, my husband was able to go back to school. My mom was able to move down. And we were able to help with her bills and stuff. And it was just like every area of my life that was stressful and lacking completely shifted in 3 months. And so that having such a big experience happen so quickly, just I knew, okay, there's no denying it. And there's no going back. Like we can create our reality if we just truly believe that we can do it. So yeah, that was a big one.
That's a huge one. And like at such a pivotal time in your life too, like you said, you were like entry level, your husband lost his job. You don't have $30,000 down payment. Like none of it makes sense, but it's not necessarily supposed to.
Yeah.
Because if it made sense, then we'd all be manifesting, right?
Yeah. And what's interesting too is looking back now at all of the different things that I've manifested throughout the years, it seems like there's this thing that happens a lot. And maybe this is a thing because of my beliefs. I don't know. But what'll happen is very similar to what happened with the house, where I wanted the house and then we didn't get it. Someone else put a better bid in and it looked like it wasn't going to manifest, but we believed anyways. And I think that's so important for people to realize, because there's going to be things like that where it looks like it didn't happen or it's likely not going to happen. And what do most people do? They give up and they're like, that sucks and nothing ever works out for me and I'm just going to forget about it. And they just completely away from it and lose all faith. But I feel like having that faith and belief is believing even when it looks like it's impossible. And I've just seen so many things come through in the 11th hour because I kept believing even when it looked impossible. So I think for anyone listening, if that's happened, if it looks like things are falling apart, just know like you could be like one step away from it all coming together. But that's such a crucial point in where you're either going to give up or you're going to keep believing and going for it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say too, I feel like when I talk to clients about like manifesting, I believe we manifest every second of every day. And so when someone says like, oh, well, it just doesn't happen for me. Guess what you're manifesting more of? It not happening for you, because to your point, like that's what you believe, is that it's not happening. So if you keep going around being like, well, it never happens for me, it happens for someone else, then it's going to continue to not happen for you because that's the energy you're putting out, right?
Oh, it's so true. And once I got into quantum physics, it really made sense to me, because if you look at the double slit experiment, for anyone who has not seen this experiment, just go search for it on YouTube and watch a video on it and it'll blow your mind. But basically, this was an experiment that created quantum physics, because what happened was they found out that when you look at photons, which is the smallest particle out there, when you get that small, things do not make sense. It doesn't make sense according to the laws of physics. These particles are basically existing in a wave of infinite potential, meaning they're like everything all at once. And what collapses the wave into a definitive state, into reality, is us, the observer. It's called the observer effect. And that's why we have quantum physics, because everything we know about science cannot explain this phenomena. So they created quantum physics. So yeah, essentially, as you go throughout your every second of your day, you observing your environment is like rendering it, just like a video game is rendering as you go through and play it. That is what's happening. And so when you look at like subsequent experiments that were done, they found it's not just merely like observing it or measuring it. It's you, it's your thoughts, it's your perception, your past experiences, your expectations, like all of that goes into what is literally being turned into physical matter in your environment. It's wild. So you really are every second of every day manifesting.
So it's so wild. I feel like the other thing too, though, is right, is you had kind of mentioned on some of this, but there's like the emotions and the beliefs and your thoughts that come into it. What do you tell someone to like, because obviously just being like, well, think positive, you know, not everyone's going to be able to like, woohoo, now I'm in, right? What do you tell people when they maybe are coming from what they believe to be a positive state, but really it's like their emotions and their thoughts and beliefs are maybe not quite there? Like, how do you help them through it?
Yeah, I think the whole think positive thing is in the manifestation space and the self-development space. If that were the case, like everyone would be golden, but there's a lot more going on, because when you say think positive, what you mean is like consciously act positive. Guess what? Our subconscious is running the show. We are only consciously doing anything for 5% of the time. The other 95% of the time, your subconscious kicks in, and your subconscious is made up of beliefs and patterns and habits and experiences going all the way back to the time you're born. And so if you consciously try to make a change, the reason why it's not working and why it's not sticking and you revert back into these negative patterns is because you're trying to do it consciously. You have to work at the subconscious level. Otherwise, you're going to fall right back into that pattern. Like, you might feel better for a day or a week or whatever, and then you go right back into your old habits, which is why like someone will read a self-development book and they'll be like, oh my God, I'm going to change my life. And then they do for a couple days. And then by the end of the week, they're right back to the same old. So the subconscious, I've just been so fascinated with, because a lot of the beliefs that are literally running our life, we don't even know we have. We don't even realize, because it's at the subconscious level. Like, we're not consciously aware of it. If you want to access the subconscious mind, you have to figure out ways to do that. So number one, like, you need repetition. So that's a thing with manifestation that I feel like we've all been taught wrong. Not that it's bad, but okay, if you say affirmations or you journal, those things are great. But doing that for 5 minutes in the morning and then going through the rest of your day as you always have isn't going to change anything, because you're not getting that repetition. And so what I found was subliminals combined with certain frequencies. So if you take theta waves, which is a brain wave that we go through right as we're about to fall asleep and right as we wake up in the morning, that is when the subconscious is the most vulnerable. So if you compare the theta wave with the repetition, it's unlocking the back door to your subconscious mind. And so that's what I do with the subliminals. And the thing with the subliminals is, thanks to technology, I can take, let's say it's 20 affirmations, and I can speed them up and loop them so that in a 1 hour audio, you're subconsciously hearing 1,000 messages. Like, just imagine, that's like a year's worth of affirmations or more. So that's the only way, like, you have to have that constant repetition for the subconscious to develop this new pattern. And I think, you know, when it comes to, you just have to think positive, you don't, not really. You just have to put positive messages into your subconscious with enough repetition and things will start to change. And that is why what I teach is very different from what you're going to hear from a lot of other manifestation teachers, because I don't believe that you should be doing more, like doing all these different practices. I think what we do is we turn it into this like chore where it doesn't feel good. Oh, I'm going to journal, but I'm going to journal till my hand falls off. Like, I'm going to write it like a gazillion times every day. And I think it ends up becoming a chore. And then our emotions aren't aligning with what we want. And so again, with subliminals, like, you're getting that repetition, but it doesn't feel hard. It's like your subconscious does the hard work. You literally just press play and that's it. And it's all about getting in. It's not about doing more. It's about getting in this energetic state of being where you're aligning with your goals. And I just have not found a way that's more effective than subliminals for doing that. So that's my answer. Like, you could be a negative person and really not consciously try to do anything and just start pressing play on the subliminals, and you will notice differences in your life without doing anything. So that's my big tip. Yeah.
I love that. Well, I agree. I think that people really, I mean, it's great when you recognize something consciously, because then you can certainly, you know, go into subconscious reprogramming. And I mean, the mind, it's why I preach so much about like mindset and magic, because like, you can't develop your spiritual gifts if you've got this like fear of worthiness and judgment. It's just like, you can, but then you're going to just keep them hidden anyways. So you kind of really have to have that balance of both. And I love what you said about the subliminals being that unlock to the, almost like a key in the back door, and such a powerful way. I love subliminals. I love theta. It's what I put people in when I take them to the Akashic Records. I put them in a theta state because that's when all the real magic happens.
Yeah.
And do you find though, Stephanie, I'm curious though, what you think about, because I totally agree with you. Like, there has to be so much on your energetics and the subconscious level, but what is your take on like aligned action from it?
Yeah. So with aligned action, I think that because of all of our conditioning, especially with the school system and then in the 9-to-5 world, when we hear action, we think that, and this is again, like subconsciously, we pair that with hard work, with stress, with blood, sweat, and tears. And that is a belief that I have seen in just about everyone I've worked with, because it's programmed in our society that the only way to get to where you want to be is by working really hard and stressing yourself out. And if you do anything that's easy, that's bad or wrong. That makes you like lazy. So with aligned action, I think just hearing that word action, we automatically think I have to do all this hard work. It's not that at all. The difference between doing and taking a bunch of action versus aligned action is doing something like very linear. I have to do this, and these are the steps that I have to know from step A to step Z, what I'm supposed to do. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Aligned action is not that at all. It's tuning into these little, gentle, intuitive nudges that we're getting. And sometimes the intuitive nudges don't make sense at all. From a logical standpoint, it makes no sense. And it doesn't show us the big picture. It's just giving us like one little breadcrumb at a time, one little action at a time. But when you act on it, when you take that action, it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like a chore. It doesn't feel like hard work. Instead, you find yourself in this state of flow where you could be working on something for an hour and it feels like you've worked on it for a minute. It just feels right. It feels aligned. It could still feel a little scary if it's something outside of your comfort zone, but it like energizes you. And I think that's the difference. But I think our logical mind gets in the way a lot because we want to see step A to step Z and everything in between. So what I tell people is look back to a time where you did manifest something and it worked out. And I want you to reverse engineer that and think about all of the things, all of the steps, all of the things that fell in place, all of the people that you met, all of the synchronicities that had to play out. There is no way you could have predicted every single step in between. So why do we think we have to know the full plan in every single step? Like, it's impossible. And so I think by trying to figure out the full plan, we kind of block ourselves because what we're doing is we're telling those quantum particles it has to happen this way. And we limit like the infinite number of ways in which it can come. It could come, it could literally land in your lap. You can get an email today that sets the stage for what you want. But if you're so focused on, I have to do it this way, your subconscious isn't even going to pay attention to that email. You got to, like, just to bring neuroscience into it for a quick second, your subconscious is every second of every day, your subconscious is getting 11 million bits of data and your conscious mind is getting 50. So we like to think, oh, we can know everything. No, we have 50 pieces of data to work with. The subconscious has 11 million.
Like, not at all.
Let's just take a step back and let the subconscious figure it out. So yeah, I think we just have to get out of that mindset that's been so programmed. So it's not like you don't take any action at all, but it's just a very different type of action than what we grew up.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I feel like there's so much on like the hustle culture and the, I always tell my clients, if you feel like you have to do it, then that's the energy you're putting into it. So if you cannot do it, then I would not do it. Right. Because especially if you're manifesting, if you're being like, I have to, and like, you have to know the how, and you have to know where it's coming from, to your point, you're closing so many doors of where it could potentially come in. I feel like I've had this happen, but have you ever had like the universe just surprise you with an unexpected way of something?
Oh yeah. All the time. I feel like it never happens the way that like logically it should, and both good and bad. So I'll give you an example because I think this is important to keep in mind. I think when you're getting these intuitive nudges and you ignore them, they get louder. And if you ignore it long enough and you're not like moving on the path yourself, I feel like the universe will throw a wrench in your life to force you to detour. So this happened when I was in my corporate job. And when I say I was miserable, I was going to the ER thinking I was dying because I was having panic attacks and couldn't breathe. That's how stressed I was. That's how much I wanted out. But it was so – I couldn't walk away from this job. It was a great salary. I had a company car. I had amazing benefits. And I couldn't bring myself to do it even though I knew. Like, I had so many signs, so many nudges, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And – so the universe, I feel like it intervened and gave me this boss that was so awful that there was no way I could stay. I was like, this is hell. Like, there is no way I can stay in this job. And as awful as that experience was, I look back at it and I'm like, thank you for sending me that crazy woman, because I know deep down that if she hadn't come along, I would still be in that job today. I never would have had the motivation to leave. It had to get so uncomfortable to get me to finally get off my butt and do the thing that I knew I needed to do. So sometimes these things that are really negative and unexpected, sometimes it's the universe like actually doing you a favor, knowing like this is going to redirect you because you've been ignoring every intuitive nudge we've sent. So it goes both ways with the good and the bad, I think. The good and bad surprises. But they're all good in the end.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, right? Is there's – we all like give a meaning to good and bad, that like something was like, ooh, we don't like that. But really, there's always a good lesson or learning or like redirect, no matter if it's good or bad. And I put that in quotes because like who's to say if that's good or bad? It was actually good for you.
Yeah.
Like it was actually good for you that you had this horrendous – boss.
Yeah. Who would have thought? At the time, like, I never, ever would have thought I'd be saying that. But yeah, it was a good thing after all. It got me very motivated to figure out an exit strategy. And then after that, then once I like made up my mind and I was like, yeah, I'm done. I remember in my cart, I was literally leaving the ER because of this panic attack. And the doctor was like, you've got to do something. Like, you can't. You got to either go on medication or find another job. And I remember I was in my car and I was like, okay, universe, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I cannot bring myself to put in my 2 weeks' notice. So you have to give me a sign that is so crystal clear and so undeniable that I have to listen. Like, I really need it to be in my face. And I got pregnant. After 10 years of trying and not, I just, it was like accepted with my doctor. We saw fertility specialists, everything that like, yeah, it's just not going to happen. You have one healthy daughter, like it, for whatever reason, it's just not supposed to happen. Yeah. And I freaking get pregnant. And the moment I found out I was pregnant, the moment I found out, I was like, okay, this is my sign. I'm going on maternity leave and I'm never returning. And that was exactly what happened. Talk about a turn of events. Never in a million years would I think that would be the exit strategy from my job, but it was.
Whoa, I love that. I feel like I have like chills. I feel like it's like that was the universe being like, in order for you to have the space and capacity for a second child, especially a baby, right? They just need so much more in those, especially the beginning years. You can't be in the job.
Yeah.
So here you go. Like, here's your new bundle of joy. Like, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Have you ever had a time? Okay, so I had a time once where I was manifesting money. Who doesn't like to manifest a little money, honey? It was early on, I feel like, in my, when I was kind of developing how I like to manifest and like what feels good for me, my own flow. And I think I was going after, we'll call it 10K. I was going after $10,000. I think it was 10,000 or maybe it was five, but we'll go 10. I was like, yeah, give me $10,000. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm putting it as if I already have it. I know it's coming and it's all great. And then all of a sudden I started having so many bills and I was like, oh, no. I want $10,000 into my bank account, not $10,000 out of my bank account. Feel like that's the only like thing that I've ever noticed of being specific on with the universe is like that it's flowing in. It's coming here. It's not a bill.
Yeah. This is like a running joke with me and my friend Simone, because we like fully believe that the universe has this like crazy sense of humor, because things like that will happen, just like funny and like random things. Oh, here's an email. Like you've won some sweepstakes, but it's like a scam, but it says you've won and it's, I want that money in my account. I don't want the email. I want like the actual cash. And yeah, sometimes I feel like that is the universe joking around with us or something. I get that. I just get that vibe from it. And that's the other thing too, is I've really began to understand this after just diving into like quantum physics and quantum manifestation and more like going within than looking to external things. When you go within and you just start focusing on like that space within you and start expanding your consciousness, it is wild how the universe is literally communicating with you all the time. I will see signs left and right. Like, I can have a freaking conversation and get signs and back and forth all day, every day. And I think that happens to all of us, but I think that we're and wrapped up in our routines and everything else that we totally miss it. And I know I missed it. Up until last year, I was missing all of this. And now I'm like, I could ask anything and I get an answer and I get a sign. It is wild. Why don't we do this all the time? Why don't more people know about this? And it's really cool. And that's where you start to see some funny things come through. And it's, oh, you're messing with me right now, aren't you? Yeah, very funny. But like, it's just the signs are unfreaking real. I have birds now that come and like tap on my window. It started like a few months ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. I always joke. I'm like, I feel like I'm Snow White or something because the birds will come and not like they're hitting my window. Like they fly up to my window and they like tap on it and I go and I say hi to them and they'll fly away. It's wild the way in which these signs are coming through. But just start talking to the universe. Like I'll say stuff out loud. I'll ask a question or I'll ask for clarity. And every single time without fail, I will get an answer. And then if I'm unsure of the answer, was that really a sign or was that just, yeah, we have birds in Florida? Then I'll get another sign that's unfreaking deniable and you can't ignore it. So that's a fun thing I like to do now too.
Wait, so what are the birds a sign of?
I think that what they were
trying to... Well, if you want to share, you don't have to.
No, yeah. I think all it is for me, the way that I interpret it, is to get outside in nature. Because that's another thing. When I go outside just for a walk in my neighborhood, I feel like I just get these direct downloads. Every course, everything I've done in my business, it all comes to me in these hits of inspiration I get, and it's always when I'm outside. And 2024, I literally, like all year, all I did, I was just outside all the time. I'd even bring my computer out and work outside. And then I feel like this year I got back into, okay, I'm inside, cooped up all day on my computer. And I feel like that was my sign because I was feeling stagnant, stuck. And it's go outside, duh, go outside and you'll get all the creative inspiration you need. It'll just be like these downloads that just flow through you. So I did. And sure enough, it's boom. I've got so many ideas and I feel so creative and so tapped into my intuition. And all I had to do was walk outside. And so like back to what we were saying in the beginning about action and things like that, I think that all of the stuff that like you and I do, like the journaling and the subliminals and affirmations, like all of that, it's all great, but it's at the end of the day, it's all tools that are used to get you to tap into what you already have inside of you. It's just helping you strengthen your intuition and your connection. And we all have it. We've just never been taught how to access it. And I feel like that's what these tools are supposed to do. And we flip it in our head because of our conditioning. And we think we got to make it this thing. Like it has to be a routine and it has to be do, go, when really it's just meant to help us get that connection and remember how powerful we are and how, you know, we are creators. We just forget because no one really showed us the way.
I love that. And it's so, so true. And I think that's why I tell all my clients, you know, if I'm teaching them how to manifest or anything of that nature, I'm always like, I do my morning magic and I call it morning magic because I don't have a morning routine because if it's a routine, it feels gross and I don't like it. So it's like whatever, I feel like whatever you need to do for yourself to make it fun and exciting and not that you have to do everything. I mean, I feel like that's like a big unlock too for people once they realize that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. In my mastermind, that's like the very first call that we have. I'm like, okay, so who has a morning routine? And everyone, they've got their manifesting routine. I'm like, okay, I want you to stop all of it. I don't want you to touch it. I don't want you, you're not going to do any of that. And they're like, okay, what are we supposed to do? Like, they got their notes. What? Tell me what I'm supposed to do. I'm like, none of it. Like, you're done. We're not doing that. And you've tried it for this long, and that's great. But now, just for this length of time that we're together, we're going to try something different. And I do feel, I love how you said that unlock something, because I feel like it creates this space for them to realize maybe I didn't need all that stuff. Maybe this was all with me all along. I just didn't believe it. I didn't believe how powerful I was. And I was relying on all of these things. I was relying on an oracle card to tell me what I already knew. And I think that's a big wake-up call. And man, when you have that wake-up call and you start connecting and going within, I feel like your whole life changes in the most miraculous way. And it's just getting there. It's letting go. It's doing less and letting go and just allowing yourself to be that will really shift everything.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And I feel like, because, you know, obviously a lot of the stuff we do like overlaps certainly because of the intuition piece. But when I'm helping women, you know, develop their spiritual gifts and to kind of have that piece of it, I always come back to with them that it's like releasing, and it's like the more fun you have with it, the less pressure you put on the how do I channel? Mm-hmm. Well, if you weren't sitting here being like, how do I do it? You would already be so tapped in, right? And I think the other piece with it is a lot of times I'm guilty of this. I will be like, give me a sign, give me a sign, give me a sign for like, I don't know, everything. And all of a sudden the universe, my spirit team, they'll go dark. And I'll literally be like, what? Not even one sign? Yep. And it's so interesting. I don't know if you've had this happen, Stephanie, but I feel like when I have that happen, I actually do go within, because I'm like, oh, they know I already know the answer. So they're not giving it to me. You know, I think sometimes our spirit guides, which I call our spirit team, our guides and loved ones, they're like our team on the other side. I feel like sometimes they're like, well, she already knows the answer. So like, I'm not going to give it to her, you know, like let her come around to it. Cause we could show her this sign until she's blue in the face, but she's not going to come to it until she like goes within. Do you feel like that happens to you?
Oh, it happens to me. And that it happens all the time in this mastermind group. I've seen it happen over and over again. And I always just laugh and I'm like, go read what you just posted, because people will be like, okay, I want this, but I don't know. I'm questioning it. So I asked for a sign and I got this sign and this sign, but I don't really know. Is that the right sign? Should I change the sign? And I'm like, okay, you got so much confirmation. Like, you already know the answer, number one. You've gotten multiple confirmations, but now you want more. And so it's, yeah, maybe don't ask for any more signs and just go with what you already know. Yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah, maybe when you don't get a sign, that is what's happening. It's no, now you have to go within because you already know the answer. So stop asking and just do what you want to do.
Stop. I feel like it's also like that outside validation, right? Like, even if you're asking the universe or your spirit team, whatever you're going to call it, it's that outside validation piece, right? Where at a certain point, we're in control. We're the main character. Like, we have to be in our power in that way. So I think it's that, too.
Oh, 100%. And it just goes back to all of our subconscious conditioning too, because think about it, like ever since you're a young child, you're always looking to an authority figure for the answer and for that validation, whether it's your parents, your teachers, your coaches, your boss. Like, we are so trained that no, you don't trust yourself. You always go to an authority and trust them, trust the expert. When we're the expert on our lives. And so it is really hard to trust ourselves. You have to really break up that conditioning. But I think you do that by just following your intuition, and you start to build that confidence and realize how tapped in you really are.
Yeah. Gosh. I feel like that's so – that's like a – everyone who's listening, have that unlock. It's all within you. You don't need that outside validation. Like, we don't need it. And then actually go do tools, right? Like subconscious reprogramming. That's going to help that stick, because you could tell yourself that until you actually, you know, as we've talked about this whole entire episode, reprogram it, you're just going to fall back into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Get outside in nature, press play on a subliminal,
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, you'll get there.
Yes. Okay. So, Stephanie, I feel like we could talk about manifestation for literally 20,000 episodes because it's so good. So I have been doing this wrap-up question. I essentially asked my friend ChatGPT to give me a few fun questions, and then I pick one. And I feel like it gave me some really good ones for you. But I'm going to go with, okay. So if your life was a vision board right now, which all of our lives are, by the way, what's in the center of it?
I feel like this is such a, like a cliche answer, but what's in the center of it? Literally, like I visualize this every day is my backyard outside. That is my goal. It was what I did in 2024. And now I'm trying to get back into that this year and beyond, is just to get outside and just be outside like all the time. I feel good. My mood is good. I get these intuitive downloads. And what's crazy is I feel like ever since I unlocked that, where it's go within, there's nothing I really want at this point right now that is a big goal materially, like a certain amount of money or like a house or something like that is just not really in my mind right now. I just want to be immersed in nature and have the freedom to do it, which I do right now. I just want to keep that going. I want to get my kids in on this and just be as tapped in as possible and keep going with this because I feel like it's such a good path and I feel like I have so much more to unlock. But that's a good question. I love ChatGPT, by the way. The stuff it comes up with.
When it like gave like some other fun ones, like what's your manifestation theme song? I was like, well, that's cute. And then it was like, your life is a vision board. What's at the center? I was like, ooh, I feel like that's it. But I love what you just said, Stephanie, because I think sometimes we feel like our vision board has to be just aspirational, like materialistic things that we desire. But in reality, your vision board can also be where you're at right now and keeping that going.
My vision boards for years were always things that were very quantifiable. Certain amounts of money, certain designer thing, whatever, a house, so this and that. And now it's like, what feeling does it represent? And for me, it's like that feeling that I get when I'm just immerse myself in nature and don't let all of these external things bother me. And it's like nothing beats that feeling. And I think as a mom too, it's like the best way I can help my kids with that is by modeling that because they see what I do and that's what they learn from. And so it's been a goal. Like I said, the birds were my sign. I'm working on it. I just have to get back into, okay, close the computer, go outside. I struggle with it just like everyone else, but it's a big goal for the remainder of the year. So I'm getting there.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Amazing. All right, Stephanie. So obviously we've talked about you've got your mastermind, you've got the app, you've got the subliminals, all the beautiful things, but tell everyone where they can find you and tap into your manifestation magic.
Yeah, so you can listen to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I have the Manifest It Now app. And you can find me across social media at Law of Attraction Tribe. And if you go to lawofattractiontribe.com, I have a free subliminal and a fun, brand new type of audio that I'm doing. It's like an 8D audio where, man, like you want to go within, play this audio. It's insane. So you can try that for free. It's at lawofattractiontribe.com. You'll see the little button and I'll send it to you.
Perfect. Yeah. And I'll have it all in the show notes for you guys. Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I Am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.